For the 12th day, Ukraine has been resisting the Russian aggressor and repelling the occupier's offensive. The enemy is concentrating its main efforts on the encirclement of Kyiv, Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Sumy, Mariupol, and Mykolaiv. The occupier does not stop trying to reach the administrative borders of Luhansk and Donetsk regions. This was reported by the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. In the occupied territories, the enemy immediately tries to establish an administrative police regime with the help of undisguised terror directed at the local population. To encircle Kyiv in the Polisia direction, the enemy concentrated serious forces in the areas of Hostomel, Borodyanka, Sitniaki and Buka. The occupiers are preparing to attack Vyshhorod. Preparations are also underway to resume the offensive in the following directions: Hostomel, Irpin and Stoyanka. In the Siversky direction, the enemy focused its efforts on the following areas: Brovary, Semenivka, Bobrovitsia, and Boryspil. In addition, the occupiers are trying to gain control of Chernihiv and are concentrating forces near its southern outskirts. They are also preparing for the attack on Sumy. In the Slobozhansky direction, the main efforts are focused on the directions of Kanev, Dnipro and Severodonetsk. They plan to take control of Kanev HPP. The General Staff reports that in the Donetsk direction, the enemy continues offensive operations in the directions of the cities of Dnipro and Zaporizhia. They want to reach the administrative borders of Donetsk region. Despite heavy losses, the enemy is advancing in the direction of Volnovakha. The enemy is trying to break through the city's defenses in the areas of the western outskirts of Mariupol and Stary Krym. However, these efforts have so far been unsuccessful and all attacks have been repulsed. The invader is regrouping troops for further attack on the city of Zaporizhia. He urgently restores the runway at the Melitopol airfield. In the Bessarabian direction, the enemy is not taking active action, but the servicemen of the operational group of Russian troops in Transnistrian region are on high alert. The General Staff notes that the occupiers have a low moral and psychological condition. In the event of casualties, enemy units lose their offensive potential and surrender en masse to both the Ukrainian military and the civilian population. Meanwhile, it became known that a meeting between Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is scheduled for the 10th of March in Antalya, Turkey. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu will join them. The latter said that the main goal is to stop the war as soon as possible. Bodin Marushiyuk.